The data gathering phase of the project has been completed, and now, according to Ogilvy, it is time to ask the big questions. One way to look at whether education causes economic growth is to hold wealth constant. This involves following the lives of different people with the same level of wealth over a period of time. If wealth is constant, it is possible to discover whether education was, for example, linked to the cultivation of new crops, or to the adoption of industrial innovations like sewing machines. The team will also ask what aspect of education helped people engage more with productive and innovative activities. Was it, for instance, literacy, numeracy, book ownership, years of schooling? Was there a threshold level, a tipping point, that needed to be reached to affect economic performance?